Critic Maureen Corrigan used to be a regular at Dallas parties, hanging out in someone's living room, eating ribs, drinking beer, and watching JR wreak havoc on other people's lives. But she says nobody has Dallas parties anymore. Dallas isn't what it used to be.
JR, look around here. What do you see?
Daddy's company. Our company, our son's company.
You don't know why April's dead, do you? It's because of money. And oil, the very thing that built this company. She didn't die because she was April Stevens. She died because she was April Ewing, Bobby Ewing's wife, Mrs. Ewing Oil!
You can't blame the oil.
To hell with the oil business!
There it is, folks, the elegy for the 80s. Dialogue like this makes me think that Dallas's days are numbered. In seasons past, whenever Bobby gave JR a lecture like the one you just heard about his low-down business deals and philandering, JR would just look us viewers in the eye and smile his sly JR smile. What a chump that Bobby is, we all thought. But nowadays, Bobby always gets the last pious word, and JR just looks chastened, like he's been caught writing bad checks to the United Way. In the kinder, gentler 90s, greed isn't good anymore. I've watched Dallas since it debuted in 1978, and I really can't defend it as a profound viewing experience. The plots have always been as shallow as Cliff Barnes's oil wells. Among other silly things, we viewers have been expected to believe that a whole season of Dallas, which revolved around Bobby's death, was just a bad dream, and that Bobby and JR run a multi-zillion dollar oil company all by themselves. Have you ever seen anyone else in the Ewing Oil building besides those three secretaries? But ridiculous as it's been, Dallas was once the number one show in the country. The episode on November 21, 1980, that revealed Who Shot JR broke the existing record for the most widely watched TV episode of all time. If you agree, like I do, with critic Todd Gitlin, that TV is our national dream factory, then it's intriguing to think about the distorted images of our desires and fears that Dallas has conjured up for us. The unmoved mover of Dallas's world is JR, brilliantly played by the underrated Larry Hagman. JR is a quintessential American type, the trickster. He's in the same tradition as Melville's Confidence Man and Twain's Huck Finn. We Americans have always loved tricksters and wanted to be like them because they just laugh away our Puritan manners and morals. But all the second-rate con artists who flourished in the 80s, Leona Helmsley, Ivan Boesky, Michael Milken, have made the 90s a hostile time for genuine tricksters. JR is losing his popularity because of the ineptitude of his real-life imitators. This season, JR is still trying to stir up trouble, but he operates in a strangely depopulated Dallas. Miss Ellie, Sue Ellen, Pam, and Lucy have all left town. 2 weeks ago, April was murdered by terrorists, and JR fired his loyal secretary, Sly. The only people left to outwit are banal Bobby, Cliff Barnes, and those beefy old cowhands, George Kennedy and Howard Keel. No wonder the impish Hagman is looking haggard these days. Maybe when people like JR lose their nasty entrepreneurial energy, they lose their humor, too.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross.